recognize the burly figure, silver circles gleaming on the lapels of the dark coat.
It's the bastard Ruski.
Zemyanin had spotted him at the same moment, pausing and unslinging his rifle, which was able to hit a man clean through the forehead at 1,000 yards in the hands of an expert. The Major Commissar was less than 80 yards away from Ryan and the boy.
Kill him, Dad!
The android was about 60 paces from them, moving in its usual unhurried way, its knife blades clicking and whirring against each other, almost as though it were eagerly anticipating the ultimate success of its mission. The whole gallery was swaying, cables singing, and more pieces flaking away from it. Ryan's intention to empty a mag of the Sig Sauer in the direction of Zemyanin was too risky. A small, partly hidden moving target in near darkness. The Russian brought his blaster to his shoulder.
It is over, my American friend.
That way!
Ryan pointed to the dark, shrouded gallery to the left. It meant running directly toward the advancing Sectroid, but Ryan and Dean were closer to the aerial crossroads.
But you...
Fucking move, boy!
Ryan pushed him, turning back and snapping off 6 rapid rounds toward the Russian. The bullets sparked off the iron rails and floor, shrieking into the black vault around them. Ryan didn't wait to see whether he might have scored a lucky hit, racing after the slight figure of his son, trying to ignore the looming android, its long arms extended toward them. The handrail on the right side broke away, almost tipping Ryan over the edge, and he stumbled, nearly dropping the Sig Sauer. Dean ducked around the corner, Ryan close on his heels. Ryan risked a couple more shots at the Sectroid. Combined with the rocking of the gantry, it was enough to make it fall on its back. Part of Ryan's attention noticed the crack of the high-powered rifle as Zemyanin tried a couple of shots at him. But the hopeless results immediately showed the Russian that the conditions were impossible, and he laid the gun down, threw his pistol, and started off after his enemy.
It kind of splits both ways, Dad!
Go right!
Behind him, Ryan could see the droid battling back to its feet, fighting for balance as the whole structure swayed, threatening to collapse. Zemyanin was thundering toward Ryan, his face split into a crazed smile.
Knock it over the edge, or it'll chill us all!
The Russian hesitated a moment. A moment that saw the hunter Sectroid regain its equilibrium, its head turning toward Ryan, the knives flashing in Zemyanin's direction. There was still enough time for Zemyanin to go back, leaving the droid to pursue Ryan and his son. But the Major Commissar was shaken by the encounter, seeing his nemesis vanishing into the safe blackness. Zemyanin went after him. The killer Sectroid followed them.
It's broken off!
Dean had turned around, facing his father, who had just arrived at the T-junction. Ryan looked the other way, seeing that it too was snapped off, leaving only rusting, jagged ends of metal hanging out 100 feet above the floor of the building. The only possible way out was back again, the same way they'd just come, along the narrow, teetering walkway, toward the droid, and much closer, toward Grigory Zemyanin. The Russian saw the dilemma and paused, hanging on to the single rail with his left hand.
End of the line, ladies and gentlemen! All change here for the terminus of the line!
The boy was close to the broken end of the walkway. Ryan and Zemyanin were barely 30 paces apart, both hanging on against the pendulum swing of the gantry. The droid was about 20 paces behind the Russian.
It'll chill all three of us, unless...
Unless what, Coder?
A truce!
Agreement between gentlemen, involving a temporary cessation of hostilities...
Ryan was ready to shoot at Zemyanin, despite the erratic movements of the dangling walkway in the dreadful light.
If we all try, maybe we can chill the bastard. Not a chance for a man alone.
The Russian glanced behind him at the leisurely approach of the Sectroid, moving with a lethal, inexorable sense of purpose.
Agreed. Until the monster is destroyed, we are comrades. After.
After is after. Come on!
Ryan was virtually certain that the androids had been programmed in some way he didn't understand to hunt him down. Him and only him. Anyone who got in the way was killed, but if Zemyanin simply kept out of the robot's path, he'd probably be safe. That was information that Ryan kept to himself.
Get down and hang on, Dean.
I got my blaster, too!
That'd be more danger to me than that son of a bitch rocking around like this. Do it, please.
The Sectroid had stopped at the junction, its head turning slowly from side to side as it took in the situation. To its left was a spur that ended in dangling wires and emptiness. To its right were the three humans. Its nightscope vision hummed as it appraised what it saw. Its central gyro system was working overtime To keep it balanced, as the ground beneath the lower support stabilizers moved to external parameters. Despite the age of its controls, the droid was still functioning well. It was ready to complete its mission.
Why not shoot it down?
I tried that on another one, about as close to indestructible as I've seen. Armor piercers would put it away.
Perhaps I can knock it over the side.
Got that hammer hand and knives. Comfast controls. It'd hit you before you reached it.
Now that all four protagonists were briefly still, the swaying of the overhead catwalk had slowed, almost stopped. Ryan glanced sideways at Semyonian, noticing that the powerfully built man kept smiling, his lips pulled back off his teeth in what seemed a nervous reflex. But the smile never touched the dark obsidian chips that were his eyes. Semyonian rubbed at his chin with the muzzle of his Makarov.
You believe that this thing is faster and stronger than I?
Yeah.
Let us see.
The Russian began to edge toward the android, which watched intently. When he figured he was close enough, Semyonian dove toward the steel knee joints of the robot, hoping to break its balance and shove it over the edge. One arm stretched with a hiss of gears, the hammer fist clubbing down. Semyonian tried to roll and dodge it, but it struck him on his right wrist. The pistol whirled into space, landing eventually on the ice-covered concrete floor below. Ryan leveled the Sig Sauer at the head of the android, trying to take out its vision. But the red specks of crystal were less than a third of an inch across. Ryan didn't say anything, taking the moment to slot in a fresh magazine. The momentary scuffle made the gantry sway again, and a 20-foot length of girder snapped off and plummeted down in a spray of orange rust. One end of the walkway dropped 9 inches with a heart-stopping jar. The sectroid rocked, its arms flailing, feet shuffling to keep upright. Its head revolved through 360 degrees, returning to stare at Ryan.
Our only chance. Rock the fucker clean off.
Let us commence then.
Semyonian clung on with his left hand to one of the frayed supporting wires, starting to sway back and forth. Ryan and Dean picked up the measure, both hanging on to upright supports. The sectroid responded by moving against the rocking motion, steadying itself with a hammer hand, its knees creaking with the constant effort of maintaining its position. The gallery rocked faster and farther, the crowded hawsers that kept it in place straining and screeching. A fine rain of fiery rust fell on the heads of Ryan, Dean, and Semyonian.
Faster, my brothers! Heave and heave and heave again!
The Russian's head was thrown back, his bald head gleaming in the dim light. The excitement was contagious as the fragile walkway swung faster and higher. More chunks of rotted metal tumbled away, and they could all hear the strain of the wires under the intolerable pressure.
It's losing it!
Ryan's head was whirling, his vision blurred by the sickening motion, but he could still see that the metallic killer was staggering. The whole building felt as if it were breaking up around them. There was an endless clattering of falling metal, and the air was filled with motes of rust. The walkway dropped with another deadly jolt, as one of the main cables disintegrated.
Oh, Ryan!
Dean saw the droid slipping, losing its fumbling hold on the handrails, its feet sliding, claws grating. Its programming wouldn't let it give up, especially on the very brink of extinction. Feeling itself starting to fall, it powered toward Ryan, arms elongating, knives rotating. But Grigory Semyonian was in the way. The murder machine toppled into him, one hand hitting him a glancing blow on the right shoulder. The knife slashed at his leg, cutting a neat circle from his coat, going on to slice through the remaining strap on the Dragunov rifle. Hanging on for grim life, Ryan witnessed an astounding display of physical strength and courage by the Russian. Fighting against the powerful servo motors, he gripped the droid by its neck in his left hand, tucking his feet under it and kicking hard. Ryan heard ribs go as the robot clubbed its steel hammer into Semyonian's body, but it was already off the ground, unable to find any traction. With agonized effort, the Russian heaved the creature up and over the rail. Ryan never heard it hit the floor. The air was filled with the sound of other cables snapping as the aerial walkway broke apart, one end coming away and falling vertically. Above him, Dean was swinging like a live monkey, his arms and legs wrapped around a stanchion, saving himself from dropping. Ryan himself swung his right arm around a bent upright and felt it yield, then hold firm. But Semyonian was going. Badly injured, his right hand useless, he slid away after the vanished sectroid, gathering momentum, feet first. Ryan watched him, expecting to see him vanish over the jagged brink, but his left hand still functioned. Incredibly, the Russian swung there, hanging by the one hand from a frayed cable, unable to help himself up. For several breathless seconds, nobody spoke.